friends Maddie, Sous Chef Johnny, and of course Celebrity Chef Pogo, as he makes us another beautiful meal. Pogo, what are you making for us tonight, my friend?
All right, so it's the first nice weekend, it's the second nice weekend of the summer. So we're doing barbecue. It was a little bit hit and miss. We didn't know whether it was going to be happening. Because there was rain forecast, we got emergency alerts on our phone.
Yep.
The whole world was coming down. There was cats, there was dogs, there were no mice. But needless to say, that's over and done with. It's sunny out again. The deck is dry. We're going to barbecue.
Yeah, okay. Now, this is exciting, Matty. Pogo has not had his own barbecue for a couple of years there. But he would always come over and help me with my barbecue. Always
Absolutely.
Doing a great job.
I remember.
I learned a lot of tricks and tips from him about barbecuing. And today, walk us through a barbecue meal, my friend.
All right, so what we have is the peaches and cream corn. Mm-hmm. We're going to wrap that in tin foil covered in butter. And we're going to barbecue them. We've got russet potatoes. We're going to stab the hell out of them. And cover them in salt and put them in the air fryer.
Do they go in the barbecue eventually?
No.
Never.
No! Okay.
I got a question. Quick question. When you did barbecues, Mike, did you ever leave the meat just out in the sun like that?
No. I would usually leave it in the fridge myself. But, you know, I guess we'll have to make sure it's cooked well. But...
we'll get to that in a moment.
Okay. Now, beef you can leave that, I believe. The ribs
well,
I don't
in
know.
The plastic in the sun.
That's a good point. Yeah.
But the air conditioning is on, people. It is not a worry. Needless to say, we have some pork ribs. Mm-hmm. We have some sausages.
What kind are those?
They are Toulouse sausages.
What does that mean?
They're made by French people.
All right.
And then we have the four T-bones, because there's four of us, and we're gonna eat a lot of red meat.
T-bone is my favorite cut of steak, by the way. It's my go-to if I'm buying and making myself a steak. T-bone.
I can't decide what kind of steak I want, so I'm just going to get all of the steaks in one cut.
Okay.
That's
a good way to think of it. I like it.
I'm not a fan of T-bones.
No. Do you have a favorite steak?
Yeah, medallions.
Oh. Why didn't you get one of those?
By medallion, he meant...
Oh, you can have steak and eggs.
By medallion, he meant...
Bacon-wrapped, frozen...
No, he meant filet mignon.
Oh, okay, right. Well, we can always wrap some bacon on your steak.
Which is tenderloin, which... That just means this piece is all you want to eat. Mm. That's all tenderloin.
I'll leave the rest for the raccoons.
So are we all cutting off that one section for Johnny, and then...
No. I like tenderloin.
Oh, okay, we're fighting for them, all right.
Like I said, I couldn't decide. I want all of it. At least all of the good parts, anyways. Unless you're a flank steak lover, it has no flank.
So what animal do the ribs come from?
Ooh.
No ribs.
Yeah, those are steaks.
Oh!
What animal do the ribs come from? And what animal do the sausages come from?
I don't know. They're like French. Oh, no! It says pork, so...
Nice. No way there's one animal that gives those two meals.
It's true. And then there's the cow, which gives like 100 meals.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Steak maker.
Burgers, tacos.
Mmm. Tongue. I've never had beef tongue.
Tripe.
Now, I also see some fancy bread and some fancy cheeses.
Yes, we are going to have some fancy bread and fancy cheeses, because I like to take my time when I cook and make everyone hangry.
I only got hangry the one time, technically.
The beef Wellington?
That was a long day.
I feel like the chicken grenades, you were pretty hangry too. Mm. Although I have learned an entirely new way to make these things, and I want to try it again.
Okay. Are you going to share us the new technique, or is it a surprise?
You take the chicken, and you cut it, so you just end up with one big flat strip of chicken.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So you just sort of... cut it as thin one way, and then you flip it over, and then you keep cutting, and you flip it over. So you got one big strip of chicken. And you stuff that, you line that, and then you roll it, and then you wrap it in saran wrap and do the double twist on either side.
Oh, like you did with the Wellington.
With the Wellingtons. Put them in the freezer for a bit, let them firm up, and you do the flour and breading thing, stick them in the oven.
And that's called what? Stripper chicken?
I mean, it would be a roulade, I guess.
Ooh, okay.
The problem with the last ones, beyond the fact that they were mega breasts.
I found no problem with those last ones.
Yeah, yeah.
No problem.
Yeah, mega breasts. I mean,
when they're that big, I find in order to cook them all the way through, they tend to get overcooked in a lot of parts.
Okay.
Whereas this way, because you're shaving it so thinly, it all cooks super quick. So you can get it cooked to a point where it's still nice and moist.
Well, let's not dwell on the past too much.
Yeah,
but
make this fucking food.
Uh-oh, hangry! Already, okay.
There we go.
Everyone's doing everything here.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not cooking everything anymore. I'm no longer paid by the hour to do it. The corns need peeling.
Dehusking?
Dehusking, yes. The potatoes need to be stabbed on all sides.
Okay.
Soaked in water.
Now, Johnny, I think you're the most skilled with a stabbing.
I believe he's
type
called himself the sous chef, so this is all John.
Oh, excellent! Excellent.
I will open up the steaks and put salt and pepper on them.
S&P.
Does anyone want anything more? Do we want
Montreal steak spice?
Well, we don't have that.
Well, right.
What are you putting on the ribs?
I could make a barbecue sauce from scratch, but why?
Gentleman's choice. Here's a question, actually. How are you doing the ribs tonight? Or maybe we'll talk about it as we go. Me, I usually slow cook them, which is a cheap way out, but they're always done well. What's your plan tonight?
So, because I've already tested it and I know it works brilliantly, what we're going to do is salt and pepper, as always, bring it out to the barbecue.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to have one side of the barbecue on high, probably cooking the sausages.
Nice.
And then we're going to put the pork ribs down on the side that's turned off.
Hmm.
And it's just going to slow cook until it's sort of more or less cooked. Sauces will be done waiting in this oven, just keeping warm. And then we can get the steaks going. And while the steaks are cooking, I can start saucing the rack.
Excellent. I guess this is where all your years of cooking multiple meals is going to be important, because steaks, ribs, potatoes, corn, that's a whole bunch of different times and...
Yeah, well, the good news is we have a lot of kitchen equipment, so the corn is going to go in the oven. They're perfect in the oven. They turn out the exact same way. They're wrapped in tin foil, so it's not like you get any of the grill flavors. You just get all Alzheimer's.
Did you know?
I was going to mention that I have read about cooking in foil causing Alzheimer's, but, well, you know.
It's probably true, but hey, you only live once. Why do you want to remember it?
Did you know that men try to get women off the same way they like their ribs? With a dry rub.
Oof.
Oh, let's see.
Okay, so sous chef Johnny's in the kitchen prepping corn. Chef Pogo has wandered off. Oh, he's back in the kitchen. What were you looking for?
Tobacco.
Oh, okay, fair enough. Now, have you barbecued a lot of times this year? It's still early in the season.
Well, we thought we were out of barbecue, so yes.
Oh, you mean propane?
Yes, I meant the real word.
What?
Oh, I meant barbecue. We were out of barbecue.
That's not the right way to say it.
Oh, I knew it. We were out of propane.
I know, I just told you. Whoa, look at the technique Johnny's over there. He's gently massaging.
That man's greased up a length before.
Wow, it's very erotic what he's doing.
Jesus. Yeah, I should get a picture of that.
He's good with the knobs.
He's good with the knobs.
It's very erotic.
Salt on those steaks too early is not going to dry them out, is it, Pogo?
So it will dry out some of the liquid, which is kind of what you want. In terms of, if you throw it on the grill without doing this step, all the juice is going to run out at once, all the liquid is going to run out, and it's going to cause it to poach the steak.
Huh.
So you do want to salt it first, and you also want to bring it up to room temperature, because again, if it's cold, all the water that's mixed in with the fat is going to be solidified. So you want to bring it up to room temperature so that water can leach out of the fat a bit, and then again, you add the salt to help that along. And season the steak. And then, yeah, then it's good to put on the grill. And you always want to also rest the steak once it's taken off the grill. The reason you want to do that, many people have cut into a steak and you'll see it. It's gray around the outside and red on the inside. Resting the steak makes the proper color. So if you like your steak medium, it'll make it pink throughout the cut instead of just pink in the center. And so that's why you rest the steak.
Interesting. Yeah, I've definitely heard the one about leaving it out to room temperature before. And you know, I like to think, Maddie, I know how to kind of cook a steak, but the prep here is very crucial too. And I think I'm going to learn a lot from just this, because again, I pride myself make good steaks, but he knows all the techniques.
Yeah, the last thing you want is water in there, because you're right, it's just become steamed meat.
Yeah,
that's no good.
What are you doing, Jared? Johnny, what do you got going on with the corn?
Potatoes,
pardon me.
You salted them. Did you stab them first?
Yeah.
So you've stabbed the potatoes,
you stabbed them vigorously, like you didn't just stab them twice.
They're totally stabbed. I'm pretty sure when it comes to stabbing, Johnny doesn't.
I generally like to stab them a good 6 times.
Is that just because you're about...
You want to go 3 on either side.
It's probably about 32 holes in each potato.
Yeah, Johnny takes his potato stabbing real personal life.
Just so we're clear, that's for a side. It would be 32. Anyways.
You're doing stab math. I like this.
I am doing stab math.
Stab math. All right.
Yeah, to be clear, it's fork stab math.
Oh, not even a knife. You go fork.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, that's the four.
Now, here's a silly question. I've done it for years. What does that accomplish?
It opens up the material because it's a very dense root, right?
Yeah.
So you stab it and it brings out, it opens it up to oxygen and air that can go in and help cook that center core.
Okay.
Well, I was told something different.
What were you told?
My mum told me if I didn't stab a potato, it would explode like a gremlin in the microwave.
Yeah.
So there is some truth to that statement as well.
Oh.
I don't own a microwave. The amount of years I've owned a microwave, I can count on two hands, and it was broken for one hand.
Okay, potatoes and corn are prepped.
So I'm gonna do some mess.
Can we look at this?
It's salt on the countertop.
So look at all that mess.
Do we clean as we go?
I'm waiting until you can catch up with the friggin' steaks and the ribs.
I have seasoned the steaks already. I use trays when I season things that don't have holes in them.
Hope you can answer this best. Grill marks, essential for a steak, right? You want that perfect diamond, don't you?
I mean, I can't get it on my grill, so I just say, fuck it, no one gets it.
Okay.
No. ideally, you want to do a crisscross grill mark, as opposed to just putting it on once and leaving it there. And that's just because the steak will warp and it could cause it to bubble a bit and make it not cook as evenly.
And to clarify, a potato will explode?
In a microwave, if you don't pop it.
Yeah.
If you don't poke it, yeah. Because microwaves cook from the center out.
Ah, okay.
You know what a microwave does?
I do not.
It breaks down the protein molecules and basically turns your food and all the vitamins that you've cooked with it inert, and you get actual, there's no benefit to
like no nutrition, you mean?
You don't get any nutrition from the food in the microwave.
This is what I heard the Russians stated in their studies. We don't trust Russians anymore. They're the evil empire again.
Mm-hmm.
But that was what I also heard, is that it breaks down the molecules and the cell structure to the point that you basically get no nutrients from it.
Interesting.
Is there
no validity to what I just said, that you had to repeat the exact same thing that I said?
I was elaborating on the fact that it is a disputed study because it is from Russia.
Okay.
What's from Russia? The microwave is from Russia.
No, the microwave is actually not allowed in Russia. They claim because it zaps all the nutrient out of food.
Wow.
And they're communist and they pay for all the food and they don't want to pay for food just to have all the nutrients destroyed.
Because they only get one cabbage a week to eat anyway.
Exactly.
Or from what I can see on the news.
Where's the salt, goddammit?
You just had it. I see your sugar. Don't use that. You just had the salt. I saw you use it.
Yeah.
There you go. So wait a minute, are you just doing the ribs the exact same way you're doing the steaks? Go fuck yourself.
Wow. I thought it was a chef.
I thought there was going to be a sauce involved. What's happening?
You're so, the word is you season everything. And by seasoning, we mean salt and pepper. Salt and pepper is the base for pretty much everything other than a bowl of Cheerios.
Why? Why is it not paprika and cinnamon? Why?
That's an additive. So, because it's all about the flavor wheel. And cinnamon is kind of an outlier on the flavor wheel. It's, I guess, spicy, sort of.
But how did it happen that it became salt, pepper, and not oregano?
So you know the expression, cinnamon. Salt of the earth?
Yes.
Do you know the expression? Oh, I think that's it. There's an abundance of salt on the planet.
Okay.
That's why.
Was that a big spice that, like, explorers were finding?
Ditto with pepper. And yeah. Pepper, again, there are a lot of peppers if you go around the world, right?
I have 4 peppers up here.
Name them in alphabetical order.
Regular black pepper, white pepper, pink pepper, and, I mean, chili pepper, which really doesn't qualify.
Why are you putting all those on the pork chops?
What is pink pepper? I've never heard of pink pepper. I think I've seen pink salt.
Peppa Pig is pink.
Peppa Pig is pink pepper
you'll find in a lot of pickled items.
Okay, pickle. Okay, so I see ribs getting prepped. I imagine there's nothing to do with the sausages except put them on the grill.
Why does the front of your oven look like a kind of, what happened there?
Interesting story.
You mean it looks like I'm a millionaire? There's no reality in these shows. This is not broken.
I think it is, though.
It is.
It looks like the chop shop.
Yeah.
So I had one of those lovely things made by Samsung where the front was all glass. We had Mikey over. We think Mikey may have sabotaged the oven, but outside
probably
of that,
my fault. Yeah.
I was in the kitchen by myself.
Sounds like him.
Clearly it wasn't my fault, but I had opened the oven to put something into it, and I was like, that's not the right size pan. So I let the oven close, I grabbed a new pan, I went to transfer the items to the pan. When I lowered the oven as I was transferring items to the new pan, I just heard it rain. It just started raining, and I opened it, I closed the door, and there was a giant hole of broken glass.
It actually, from the other room, it sounded like somebody had just spilled marbles on the floor.
Yeah.
Yeah, funny enough. Like, I didn't hear it crack, I just heard the...
No explosion.
Yeah.
No.
I heard no bang, I heard no hit, I heard no smack, I heard nothing. I literally opened this drawer.
Mm-hmm.
Why would that do anything? I pulled something out, and it was this white glass thing here,
mm-hmm.
which is large, but it's porcelain, so I was extra careful with it.
Mm-hmm.
Pulled it out around an angle, pulled it out, came up here, went, oh, I'll open the oven now, and that's when it
exploded.
I mean, it is a useless piece of the oven, though, and you don't need it.
Yeah.
There is no reason to have an entire glass face on an oven unless you want it to break someday.
which is fine. Here is a new first for Cooking with Pogo. We are outside in the beautiful yard of Pogo and Johnny. There's a barbecue handy. We've got some cheese and bread on the table. I see multiple meats. Pogo and Johnny, what's the first step outside?
So John's got to turn the barbecue on because I don't trust it anymore.
You don't trust your own barbecue? Because I did see him turn it on.
Last time the flames were lit, I could still smell gas.
Yeah.
So that was a bit worrisome to me.
Now, is this the time you barbecued chicken without heat?
No, that was with heat. I literally had it on, and it could have been because the temperature dropped. It could have been because the thermometer on the outside of the grill is broken.
Okay.
But I felt like it was on for a long time, and it was like I could have had my hand on that grill. It was so not hot.
Okay, Maddie, like a sports commentator, I just want to get here. Okay, so Johnny's approaching the barbecue.
Do it.
He's looking at it very quizzically-like. He is lining up his open close valve.
I like his safety clothes that he's
wearing. He's got a very safe outfit on. Okay, we got an open valve, Johnny. And?
He's just lighting all of them without the gas. Is this gonna be a mistake?
All right, Johnny, talk to us.
Is it the end of Johnny's eyebrows? Tune in the next few minutes.
Is there flame in there?
Yeah.
Now, are you leaving them all on high?
Yeah, I got them all on high just to get the temperature up in there, but.
Okay. So but you're saying the temperature gauge is broken, correct?
Yeah.
Well.
It says it's 900 degrees, I think.
But yeah, because you have it on high.
No. It starts at 500 degrees.
Ah, okay. Well, that's too hot.
Yeah. It's standing resting place is like 505 degrees or something. Hmm.
Now, do you put a sauce on the ribs, or do they just go on with just the S&P?
So I want to turn off one side of the barbecue.
Those are going to take all night.
Okay, so Pogo has turned off half the barbecue. He's putting the ribs on. Well, did not
need to. Get me, I need cleanies.
Just wipe on the grass.
What do you mean cleanies? Go wash your
hands. Are covered in pork.
Just wipe on the grass.
I feel like there should be some assistance.
Okay, so Johnny's going to open the door for Pogo, but he has stated he will not wash his hands. I want this known at home. Pogo's going to wash his own hands. Maddie, I've done a chicken that way in the barbecue where you leave the chicken on the off side, and then, you have the heat on the other side. I guess that's a similar move he's doing?
Well, I mean, it also makes me wonder how he had the chicken breasts on the door for 30 minutes and brought them up completely raw.
Yeah, I feel as if I'm not convinced he knows how to make sure the barbecue's on.
Cooking with one side of the barbecue off is fine if you have 17 hours.
Ah, there you go.
Okay, and I'm back.
Hello.
And I'm back. Perhaps it's a little bit Russian roulette. Who turns on the next tap?
The next tap?
Because my hands are covered in chicken.
Ah.
You gotta edit that. Comes after the chicken comes.
We gotta edit it and try and make it funny.
Okay, we'll do.
Where's the chicken ribs?
Pork. Chicken juice?
Pork.
Okay, Pogo's walking to the barbecue, letting all the heat out.
Tongs.
Tongs?
Yeah. What, flip-flops in Australia?
No, oh, tongs. Yeah. Go get them.
Yeah. You're the fucking barbecue boy.
Yeah, not to mention Johnny's in a zero gravity chair. Yeah. I'm sitting down here.
Sit down in a zero gravity
chair. No, you're supposed to go get tongs.
It's not called Matt and Mike in the kitchen.
Don't you sit
it's
in that chair.
You in the kitchen.
You go get tongs. No! Get those tongs.
You got maximum gravity, not zero gravity.
So, as soon as Chef Johnny looks comfortable, Maddie, Chef Pogo has left us.
Yep.
There's still a big stack of red meat here on the table.
You know what concerns me? Just the way it's the other one's on top of the other one.
It looks incredibly haphazard.
Why is the polystyrene on top of the other steaks?
It just looks not... Yeah.
I like these steaks because they're meat in the air, but these ones underneath, they're
should
just meat and plastic.
Should I do a little...
Then you're going to get meat on the bottom of that styrofoam onto the table.
Well, yeah, here we go.
Oh, now I can't put bread in there.
Shut up. Maddie and I sort out the meal, Johnny is still avoiding gravity to the best of his ability.
Oh.
Someone's breaking bottles. Okay.
We smashed some plates there.
It's interesting to be outside for a record. We've never done this before. Hopefully the quality is up to our usual standard.
Yeah, who knows?
Who can
it's
tell?
It's windy. It could be.
No green sky tonight. Oh. So that's something.
We've got some beats playing. I hear
some
beats back there.
Some music back there. I see tongs. That is a flip of the ribs.
Did he remove the skin from the ribs?
Oh, is the membrane still on there?
Membrane?
Yes, Maddie. Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. So.
You don't remove the membrane from your ribs when you cook them.
The back end?
Huh? No, the membrane.
The thin layer of
back.
Yeah. Yeah?
Like a medieval condom on the back of the ribs.
Wow. Okay. Oh, we got birds in the air. We got barbecue smell going on. This is perfect. Pogo, how those ribs looking, buddy?
Raw as fuck.
Okay, awesome. So we'll take a few more minutes on those. Here's a question. So you've got half the heat turned off. What temperature is the other heat at? It's maxed. Okay. So you're basically creating sort of an offside oven in there.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then what happens after? Like, how long are they going to be there for?
Well, the idea was about an hour.
Okay. And then where?
And then I can start applying the sauce.
Oh, gotcha.
Along while I'm cooking the steaks. But we all like the same.
Yeah, I'm a rare to blue rare guy, to the point where if I go to a steaks place that, you know, doesn't do blue rare, I'm actually a little offended because I think, no, that's how you're supposed to do some steaks. But I will take rare if I could. Rare or blue rare.
All right.
But I'll take my ribs cooked well.
You don't like a rare rib? What's wrong with you?
What's wrong with you?
Okay, let's rare rib it.
Not rare.
Oh.
Hospital on Monday.
But like Manuel.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. And how can we trust? The only thing I want to see on those ribs is a little sauce, if there's a chance.
It's going to happen.
I know.
I think those ribs are going to be ready sometime tomorrow.
All right. Well, yeah. We'll have them with our breakfast.
I know my ribs.
See, Johnny knows breakfast ribs. Now, the potatoes are inside, but they're under control doing their own thing. What about the sausage? Do you want to slow cook those on the top, Pogo, or are they not ready yet either?
I don't think he could open them.
Hold on. He's putting the ribs on the hot side of the grill.
I'm burning the skin.
Oh, the membrane. He's burning off the membrane. Okay. That was, as per usual with the story I tell constantly on this podcast, is how my father used to ruin and overcook everything, including when he would do ribs. They would come out crispy, and they sell the membrane on top. And so years later, when I started doing my own ribs, I actually read very quickly on the internet, you gotta take the membrane off to get all the juices to soak. That's right, yeah.
It's hard work though, isn't it?
It's like not fun. Tissue, it's kind of gross, really.
Kitchen roll to grip it.
It's not a fun chore, but in my brain. Right? Yeah, the membrane. Yeah.
The insane in the membrane.
I don't really want to eat that part though, so what's the big deal?
Because you're not letting flavors get into the back of the rib.
That's right.
They're protected by the insane in the membrane.
Are we learning tonight that Pogo is not an experienced rib cooker?
I think we might be, our combined efforts at barbecue might be better than his.
Oh, no. Okay, we've moved out of the kitchen into the barbecue realm. This is a whole new world, Manny, because you and I.
We might have to school him on barbecue.
Oh, boy. Okay. Pogo, would you like to listen to a new podcast called Barbecuing with Maddie and Mike?
where's the sausage? Someone go cut it out into plate.
You can't even say it.
Put it on the plate.
Okay, I'll have a Coors Light while you're up there, bud.
Oh, yeah. Thanks, bud.
No, I'm not doing it. I did everything else.
I will get the sausage and I'll get some beers.
Should I put the corn in the oven and at what temperature? For how long?
You want to put it on the roast feature and you want to put it at, I would say, 400.
Between you and me, Maddie, I'm a little upset the corn's not being done on the barbecue.
We're not having grilled corn?
No, we're having oven-baked corn, but I trust in the Smiths, but
it's oven-roasted corn, and it should be perfectly sufficient.
For you?
No.
Can you air fry corn?
There's going to be little difference. Yeah. I have never, if you took it out at the end, which, again, I've never done, and put it on the grill, it would have grill marks, but in the tin foil, in the barbecue, there's no difference. It's just heat that's cooking it.
Okay, so, Maddie and Pogo, entertain the audience.
Absolutely. What would happen if I just picked up one of those T-bones right now and just ate it?
You'd probably end up with diarrhea. I don't know.
Why?
You might deal with it if you're into rare steaks, but...
I mean, I've eaten raw horse, so what's the difference?
I mean, this surface has been exposed to the oxygen for quite some time.
Yeah, which is just making it better every minute that goes by.
Yes.
Like, can we just do some beef sashimi?
I want to grill these parts
When I do a steak at home, I just have a skillet. What I'll do is I'll trim that off and I'll get that in the skillet and just to coat the skillet with that.
This shit rendered is magic. It's like super slickness in a pan.
It's good stuff. You cook everything in that.
Yeah.
Do your eggs in that? Be amazing.
No, I know. And it's like, but this doesn't have a whole lot of flavor.
No.
Right? Like it doesn't necessarily taste like beef.
No, it's just functionary. It's a function.
It's like beef tallow after you render it all out. They have this other thing that you can get called suet, which is not as good.
Oh, suet.
Suet.
Yeah. My mum used to use that a lot.
Yeah, that's not as good as tallow.
tallow is at least but it's been more common and filtered. But suet is just
pastry, put in your pie crust.
It's just literally what you
it's that
if they grind fat. It off, it's it grinded up.
So my mom cooked with suet growing up. It was always suet.
Yeah.
Well, ribs and sausages are on. Johnny's upstairs dealing with corn and potatoes. Question for you, Pogo.
Mm-hmm.
What would be your favorite thing to barbecue? Do you have something that you pride yourself on barbecuing?
Really good pork chops. And it's really annoying that John doesn't like pork chops.
That's a shame.
He says he doesn't like pork chops. Our last pork chop experience was he sent me a recipe and said, we should cook this. And it was these beautiful pork chops, but it was done ancient way, like the way people did it in the 18th century.
Like naked or?
Well, no, but it called for a lot of parsley, like a lot, like tablespoons of parsley dumped on top of the pork chop while you're grilling it. And it didn't taste very good, but it was ultimately the same ingredients I would use in very different proportions with the addition of mustard. I always put mustard with pork chop as well.
How do you keep them from drying out?
You don't keep it at the same temperature the whole time.
Looks like you blew your nose and brought it out to show me.
Oh, this is. I'm trying to see if this is a tick that's just fucking vanished down my shirt.
What?
Yeah.
A tick?
I'm trying to see if it's a tick.
Let's have a look. Is it dead? No, it's still alive.
Well, I mostly squished it.
Just in case.
I didn't realize we were that bored that we were.
I was worried that
I. By the way, I see a lot of fire coming out of that barbecue down there. Pogo's left. Johnny, should we just look at those sausages? Because that's a lot of smoke, a lot of fire. Oh boy. Cranker open. Whoa, that's fire. Okay, hold on, hold on. Okay. Maybe to the top grill, the top. Yeah, there we go. Woo.
Just a little bug, Johnny. A little beetle or something.
That's like a little beetle or something.
Yeah.
Throw it on the grill.
Mm-hmm. Add it to the menu. I think he's gone. Oh no, he's not gone.
That food wasn't properly cooked. You should put it back to where it was.
There's a fire starting.
What? That's okay.
He sent that just now?
Barbecue sauce, stupid.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, he's... Oh, my God. Oh, my God. He just texted Mike to know why he's upstairs.
He said, why am I here? Barbecue sauce.
I tell you what I say to that.
Oh, boy.
I don't know what barbecue sauce looks like.
Yeah, I go up and buy one of the many jars that are on the door. You go, that barbecue sauce, the other barbecue.
Jesus H.
Chicken and rib barbecue sauce.
Well, we are having ribs, so this is a good time
chicken
here.
Ribs? We're not having chicken ribs, though.
Well, careful. We moved the sausages up top just because there's a lot of fire.
Does chicken have a rib?
Yeah. Don't they in the breast? You get the underside. There's the... Yes.
Okay.
We've never done an episode on Christmas, but...
Look, he's putting the barbecue sauce on the membrane he never took off.
Oh, you didn't take the membrane off. That sauce is waste...
But that's but putting the sauce on the membrane is pointless. It's like putting it's like putting a condom on.
I was waiting for a condom reference.
Yeah, it's like putting a condom on your head and putting your dick in the watermelon.
You have to do the other side and the sides.
I have to do it on the
other side. Oh my goodness. I mean,
someone has never ribbed.
I'm not sure how much Pogo's barbecue.
It's way too hot to peel off.
No, he can't take it off.
It's too late now.
No,
yeah.
It's long, too long.
I don't think these ribs are going to be ribbed for our pleasure. There you go. Now you're painting the right side.
Okay.
He's like a painter and decorator.
This is looking proper. Okay. Yeah. I'm not sure if you do know.
You don't.
You left the membrane on the damn thing.
You started painting the membrane.
All right. So I'm seeing some proper brushing of ribs now, Maddie. I don't know if we can hear the lawnmower.
Yeah,
we got birds. Johnny's in a zero gravity chair. We're actually quite chill here. It's a nice vibe out here.
I'm a bit worried that Johnny's going to get too used to zero gravity.
Okay, so he's got sausage and ribs. Sausage on the top, ribs on the bottom. Ribs beautifully painted
With
a well, sauce from a jar, which makes me a little sad, Matty. I've been known to make my own barbecue sauce over the years.
Yeah.
What?
Well, we're just saying that, you know, maybe barbecues are a thing. And, you know.
All right. Well, go make some sauce that can still get coated.
Well, it's too late now.
Yeah, it's too late now.
Plus, I don't know what your ingredients are. I don't know what your things are.
They're infinite. If you have an ingredient I don't have, you can fuck me in the ass.
I'm still worried that when John
I mean, sorry, I meant that the other way
no,
around.
No, I'm putting that on.
If I have an ingredient.
No, I like the way you said it.
If I don't have an ingredient you have, you can fuck me.
That's exactly what you said.
Johnny, I'm still worried about Johnny coming back to regular gravity.
So, Pogo, you were talking about steaks. Are you getting close?
I feel like do the steaks or at least get mine on.
Oh, yeah, Johnny wants his a little bit maybe done.
How's your membrane?
It's insane.
Now, have we picked out our steaks?
This one's John's?
I don't know. This is what I was asking.
It's the smallest and the thinnest.
Well, John's not the smallest and thinnest of us, so I don't know why that makes a difference.
Yes, I am.
he likes the most well-done steak.
Oh, yeah, I know that. Yeah.
So, Johnny's steak is on.
Yep.
So, Pogo, how are you timing the steaks? Because are the three of us getting the same...
Yeah.
Talk to me, buddy.
I feel like the barbecue...
I am going to panic, and everything's going to be all done at once.
All right, so a lot of panic.
Should we eat out here? Because someone needs to set a table somewhere.
I'm not eating out here in the dark.
Set a table. Okay. We'll set a table. We need a table set.
Yeah, he's been in zero gravity so long.
He doesn't understand gravity anymore, buddy.
Yeah.
I have to cook the steaks.
We're going to have to carry him up while he's dribbling.
Oh, no.
Get at it.
Well, get at it.
It's a little bit gray, that steak.
Maddie and I, barbecue specialists, sort of staking out the situation here. Barbecue, staking out.
Yeah.
Okay, oh, here he comes. Now, are you sure that grill's hot enough? Maddie and I were just observing.
It doesn't feel hot enough.
Because I heard about the story of you recently cooking
but
chicken with
somebody needs to also get the pork upstairs, because it's ready.
Okay.
It just needs to go in the oven.
Yeah, but
warm.
The pork's just going to keep getting better the longer it's on there. Yeah, it's true. It's going to get more tender and tender and fall off the bony the longer it stays on.
But I can't
there.
Crank up the rest of it.
Oh, but why take it off?
I thought you whole... Don't you have a whole...
Then I can crank it.
Well, put the ribs on the top then. Put them up the top with the sausages.
Because you got half your grill off
I don't
right
think he's
now,
ever barbecued before.
I'm not sure if he has.
Yeah, I don't know.
Oh, boy.
Shut that lid.
Oh, hold on. Johnny might have to get involved here.
No, I'm just taking this dish.
Okay, but Johnny, he's trying to light... burners. Does he know how to do that?
I tell you what, this has taught me how much we do know.
In a kitchen, Pogo will take me any day of the week
and
bounce
me
around.
Same.
Barbecue situation. I'm feeling pretty confident about myself all of a sudden.
Yeah.
It's true.
Yeah.
But that's because barbecue is for novices.
Oh!
Wow.
You think so?
Yes.
Okay.
Barbecue is
the
cavemen.
North American community.
Because, barbecue's for cavemen.
Yeah, right? Like, you know, when you think of where the concept of barbecue comes from, it comes from buccaneers traveling around the world. And they hunt when they... So a buccaneer is someone that maybe doesn't own a ship themselves, but has rowboats and is close to a coast and can go out and attack a ship if it comes anywhere near the coastline.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll take a ship and sink the fucker and take all of its goods. And then, you know, their way of life was basically where jerk chicken comes from today.
Okay. I was waiting to find how this all tied into my steak.
Right.
But that was the first... Where the first basic concept of barbecue came from was from these
buccaneers. Where'd you keep your buccaneers? On the side of your buckinhead.
Oh, Jesus.
John just doesn't like a good steak. It's hard to...
Well, he wants it well done, doesn't he?
He wants it med well. Like, he'll go, I like a medium steak. And then he'll complain about its pinkness.
Mm.
And I'm like, that's perfect pink. That's perfect medium. Like, what are you talking about?
By the way, I'm smelling those ribs now. They smell good. Yeah, blue rare is the one I'm actually a little nervous to make for myself, because I know I would prefer a blue rare steak, but that's really cutting it close to not cooking it.
I think we want to bring these steaks over to me.
Okay. Okay, we're going to take a little travel here. We're going to go over to the barbecue. We're going to visit Chef Pogo. Ooh, I can hear sizzling.
So it might have a bit of barbecue flavor.
That looks good. Ooh, sizzle, sizzle. Very nice. T-bones, my favorite cut. Nicely done. Is there anything better than a barbecue with multiple meats?
No.
So, Pogi, you gonna move that one over there a little bit?
Well, right now it's just, they're just getting the grill marks, so I'm gonna give it another second.
Okay, okay. Sounds good.
Good. Barbecue masters.
What temper are you running at?
It doesn't know.
It means nothing. This is the worst.
Do you know how I test the temperature of my barbecue? I spit on the lid, and if the spit bubbles, it's time to rock and roll.
Well, if we spit on Pogo, we figured if this barbecue's
working.
Yeah, we can
see if he's hot or not.
Yeah, okay, okay. Yeah,
spit on your lid.
Spit is a gross smell when it heats up, right?
Yeah.
Especially when it's, ew.
In general.
It's not hot enough. That should just disappear.
Yeah, I know.
Wow.
That's how bad.
That's
this
sorry.
Grill is.
That's how I test my barbecue.
Sorry, Judd, you missed the spitting segment of the.
Go get some.
Oh, God.
So now we're just cleaning phlegm off your barbecue.
Huh?
Wow. Well, it was not my idea.
No, but you did
totally
it.
Totally against it.
Look at those perfect grill marks.
Wow, okay. Looks like we're ready to get meat off the grill.
No.
They need to come off? All right, I'll get a plate.
I need a plate.
What about the sausages? Do you think they're ready?
I don't even have a plate for them.
They're only going to get better.
Can't the sausages just go on the steak plate?
Yeah.
John's going.
Why can't it just go on top of ours? Yeah.
Well, because...
We know which one's his.
Gently.
Dude, you're throwing meat at Maddie. Relax.
I'm sorry.
Just gentle,
there's
gentle.
There's another plate for everything else.
I got a plate, but just don't throw meat at me, for God's sakes.
Johnny's is number two.
Do you want
shit?
Do you want Johnny's on this plate because it's a separate deal?
No, use it for
that. Okay, so I got sausages... And a rack of ribs. Oh, right. Lead your lines.
I am holding a plate of delicious cooked T-bone steaks. I might just run away and eat all four.
Well, let's put it in the middle.
Wow, multiple meats. Johnny's getting potatoes and corn. This is looking...
So I feel like whoever wants the rarest steak, it's the one on top.
Yep, I'll take that one. We're going to need a bigger plate. Look at the size of this thing.
All right.
Oh, look at those grill marks.
Okay.
Perfection. Ready? Grill marks.
I want meat juice on the recorder.
Oh, red wine.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yes.
Who's having a glass?
Yep, yes. I would love a glass of red wine.
Right.
Did you chop up all those green onions last night?
No.
There's still some green onions somewhere?
Somewhere.
I just had a little piece of the steak. I couldn't wait.
So how are we going to cut those ribs up, boys?
Oh, yeah, you need to. Oh, yeah. I love a piece.
Oh, my God. I'm trying to be a gentleman and wait for Johnny to come back.
I know, but...
This steak is melting in my mouth.
It's too good.
God damn, I love a T-bone and Pogo. Woo! Good barbecuing. Hey, Johnny, we all waited for you. Good news. Yay. For you, buddy.
You still don't have the potatoes.
Well, yeah. I'm not in charge.
Why are you guys eating?
Because the steak is so good.
Because it's taking up 90% of the plate.
I can't.
And we know there's more to come.
We're weak when it comes to pleasures of the flesh.
Pokes, how's your steak?
I'm eating it.
These potatoes have been stabbed a lot.
Oh, go on, son.
Maddie, could you be a peach and pass me that butter over there?
Yes.
I am going to butter
my
potato. There's a lot. Oh, all good.
This is the pattern you want to make, by the way. You'll see that.
Oh, I see the pattern. Hold on.
It's a lightning.
A lightning on the potato.
Why? Zed.
What's that do, folks?
So, once it's done.
Yeah.
Oh, it's like
I can just squeeze both ends.
I feel like I've
and
been
break apart the potato perfectly to nestle my lovely sour cream and butter and green onions.
Well, you have to fight us for the butter first.
See, Maddie, I think I'm an experienced chef, but then I see Pogo deal with a baked potato with perfection. I'm like, oh, I don't know what I'm talking about.
I thought he was just cutting Zorro into it.
Well, he did, but then it turned out for a really good reason. Cheers, gentlemen. Great barbecue job, Johnny and Pogo.
Amazing.
Cheers. Amazing. Good to see everybody again.
So good. So good. Cheers, Johnny boy.
So once again, you know, Pogo cooks three meats all different times. And so far, two of them have come out amazing.
Yeah.
I'm looking at those ribs, though. I'm frothing at those ribs.
Yeah. Mouth is watering at those ribs.
Mmm. But the T-bones. Oh, my goodness. Mm. So, Maddie, indeed, Pogo does, in fact, know how to barbecue.
Yeah.
He knows what he's doing in the end.
Yeah.
Well, you haven't tried the ribs yet. Oh, yeah. That steak is kind of nice and soft.
Yeah, dude.
Usually not. Usually not.
It's all how it gets cooked, man. If you throw that out of a fridge onto a grill and burn the fuck out of the outside and put it on a plate.
Yeah.
It's going to taste like shit.
I'm just going to throw this out there. You can back me up. I would say steaks are ruined more than any other meat on a barbecue. Most things are kind of forgiving, but a steak, you give it one extra minute and it's just not what you want.
I honestly think what most people do is the not rest thing.
Yeah.
And like, the key to resting it is, let's say med rare is up to 115 degrees. I am totally bazonkers. 135, we'll say.
Yeah.
You want to take it off before it reaches 135 because it's going to keep cooking.
These T-bones are amazing. $18 for two.
Mm.
That is.
And that was Walmart. No.
No, it was Metro.
That was Metro.
Metro.
That was the expensive aisle.
Bucks
no,
those
but
two little...
you always like those ones from New Zealand that come in the air package thing.
Lamb?
No.
No, they have steaks at the far end to the left that you didn't see. We didn't get that far.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we normally eat.
Never partook in a New Zealand steak.
I'm more of a bird of beef guy.
It's kind of like a Mexican steak, like really good.
Yeah.
Alberta steaks suck.
Mm-mm.
When you compare bird
them, of beef? Bird of beef?
When you compare them to...
Hang on, what's happening here?
Hold on. This might be the most unpatriotic I've ever seen Pogo. Talk to me.
We may have to edit all of this out.
No way.
But...
What beef am I eating right now? Where's it from?
The store.
I didn't look.
Yeah, Metro.
Right.
Possibly Alberta.
Okay. This isn't good?
You're saying this isn't good?
Not in comparison to...
Oh, come on now.
Not a frozen New Zealand steak.
Come on. On an ocean liner coming over here?
I would say there's a little bit of beef controversy. What's the deal? You're saying
it's
Canadian beef, which you probably are shoveling into your pie hole right now, is no good.
It's not that it's no good. It is good. It's just that it is naturally tougher than other meats from around the world, steaks from around the world.
Here's a silly question. Is there a chance it's because the animals are kept... better?
I think it's because it's colder and they have denser skin and are tougher.
Okay.
Fat is obviously not a problem, but if the fat concentrates itself on the outer layers instead of marbling the meat, then that's not the greatest thing because you want it to marble the meat.
Right.
And so this is what can happen with Alberta beef is... It's
fat
all,
grows on the outside.
The fat grows on the outside because it's fucking cold in Canada.
Mm-hmm.
And so the steaks aren't as well marbled. They're lean. So if you're on the kick of lean meats, you know, you might think that's a good thing.
Mate, that was a meat feast.
It was. And there is leftover meat that I will have to turn into pork tacos somehow.
Did you eat your whole steak, Johnny?
Yeah.
Good lad.
Holy cow, boys. I got the meat sweats. That was amazing. Three types of meat. Potatoes, corn.
Could you go faster? Sorry.
We can just speed
I'm
it up
just
and post.
Giving you material.
Thanks.
Just giving you
thanks
material.
For all your help.
Why don't you eat your potato?
Eat your potato, dude.
Why don't you eat your potato and your corn?
It was too much.
But you ate half the jar of the cheesy puff.
I did not have half of it.
You were scooping them up like the fucking crane at the fairground.
I was having four at a time.
Pogo, any last words of barbecue advice? This was fantastic, bud.
Don't use the bristles to clean your grill. They're for the under part of your grill.
Smart.
That was stupid and boring. Go away. I go, can we just stop? Can we just stop? Do you think you can do this better than me?
Who are you talking to?